Connor, what did you make of not getting the start in Game 3? Surprised to you at all?
A little bit surprised, but that doesn't bother me. I'm here whenever my name's called, and I'm going to do the best I possibly can. I like where my game's at, and you know, I'm eager to get back at it.
So you would kind of look after the Ranger game, you said you were going to look back at the video and kind of see what kinds of things you wanted to improve on. Just kind of curious what maybe some of those are, what you kind of focused on in practice today.
More just tighten things up, and you know, like I said after the game, I liked my game there, but there's definitely a switch that I turned over. Practice brought a little more energy, and you know, it's that little 1% that's going to change everything.
Something that's gotten easier over time to put starts behind you, whether they're positive or don't work out the way that you want.
Yeah, you know, experience helps everything. In my case, I've gone through a lot, and I've got a lot of experience under my belt, so you know, put this behind me and use it as motivation.
I know you weren't in yesterday, but what was your take when you see Josh go down in the warm-up, and you're already obviously a bit of a thin defense group with some of the guys that aren't there, and then to have that happen, what's your read on that?
I would not call our defense group thin. You definitely don't want to see teammate go down, especially not right before. But Carl came in. I thought he played well. That being said, the team as a group probably didn't get the result that they wanted, and I'm looking forward to the next game and seeing how we respond.
Can you share anything about what the conversation with Paul was like when you found out that it was Lauren going and not you?
Well, I'm playing tomorrow, right? So who cares about the past? I'm looking forward to tomorrow, and I'm going to give my A game, and you know what? We're going to have a good bounce back game.
You've talked in the past about the relationship you and Lauren have, that you challenge each other, you push each other. Might there be even more of that maybe this season, and is that a good thing?
Yeah, you know what? I think we are pushing each other a little more this season, and you can tell he's a great goalie, but you know what? So am I, and this is only going to make both of us better, and in the long run, I think it's going to help build us a full team.
What is the main approach for you tomorrow night getting back in against Pittsburgh when you know the talent they have on the other side?
Kind of locking some things down, controlling my rebounds, making sure I'm playing the puck well, making it easy on everyone in our defensive zone, and you know, being that rock back there. Guys that I want them to trust me, and I know they do, so I want to make sure that they're not having a blind trust.
What will it be like to go against Brandon Tanev when you...
Well, I mean, I stopped him all last year, so I don't see why one game would change anything.
A little playful trash talk I've seen there.
Yeah, you can let him know that, too.
Were you one of the guys booing? As there were a couple Jets booing him.
Oh, no. I was warming up.